asks you to calculate the positive predictive and negative predictive value of the total population of Ethiopia based on the reported number of cases of VL of a test with a sensitivity of 95% and a specificity of 98%. You can see that despite the high sensitivity and specificity, the positive predictive value is very low. Meaning that in around 2 million positive tests, only 1,710 would be true positives. Can you imagine treating 2 million people for VL while they don't even have the disease? Knowing that the treatments for VL are quite toxic, this is of course out of the question. This is an example why clinically the positive and the negative predictive value of a test are very important. In this population, the negative predictive value would be extremely high, because in more than 100 million negative tests, you would have 90 false negatives. But again, knowing that VL is a deadly disease, you might not want to miss these 90 patients. Now what if instead of testing the whole population of Ethiopia, we would test only the VL suspected patients? So patients that come into the hospital with 2 weeks of fever. That means that we increase the prevalence of the disease in the population that we are testing. And by doing so, our positive predictive value dramatically increases to 92.2%, meaning that in around 2,000 positive tests, we only have 144 false positives. At the same time, the negative predictive value will decrease a little bit because the number of true negatives drops to 7,000 and the false negatives is still 90. It is important to remember that the positive predictive and the negative predictive value depend on the prevalence of the disease in your test population.